You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music.
Good Friday morning to you. Last Friday in September. Holy smokes, huh? Yeah. October. That means officially fall is here. I don't know if that's official, but it's always been official to me. So my radio program. So that makes it official to at least me and the program. So good Friday morning to you on the 29th day of September. If you're thinking about it, September has 30 days, so September ends tomorrow, October 1st on Sunday, and October 2nd. Tell you what we're going to do today in the program. The All Marine Radio head chef going to join us. I'm curious to whether he continued to watch the Vietnam War series, which wrapped up last night. Bob Nielsen sent me an email that said, I'm totally drained. Even the Vietnam Memorial was controversial. And, you first heard about it, and you're like, who is this guy, Jan whatever that wants to, Jan whatever that wants to do the Vietnam Memorial? And then the controversy starts. And then there was going to be a second one. And it's like, good God, man, Vietnam never goes away. And we can never agree on shit about that thing. And so, I considered the wall before I saw it. I considered it kind of a protest to the war, and I thought it was, it didn't sit well with me. And I remember hearing Jim Webb speaking about a memorial that recognized their valor and didn't have anything else associated with it, so that they could be remembered like other warriors that the nation has honored, with no political statement. And so, and then I went to it. I can't remember the first time. I think the first time I went to it, I was by myself. I think it was the weekend before I started officer candidate school. We reported, I think, there, because I had to take a flight physical, because I had a flight contract. I think we reported on Tuesday the previous week, and then you did your flight physical stuff. And then they cut you loose for the weekend, and you reported back, and OCS started the following Monday. So I was up in D.C. I'd never been there before, and went for a run with a buddy. And he was a runner. He's a cross-country runner from Texas A&M. And he took off. He's going to run, 15 miles. I said, yeah, that ain't me. So I wound up on the mall, and I just remember – it kind of sneaks up on you when you're looking for it the first time if you don't know where it is. As you're looking at the Lincoln Memorial, it's to your right, but you don't see anything. And then all of a sudden, you kind of see the outline of it as you're walking towards it. And then, it's downed into the ground. And, then you see this catalog where you could look up names, and then you kind of look, and then you start to look at it as you come around the corner on their walkway, and then you begin the long descent. And I just remember being, overwhelmed in a way. You look at all those names, and you keep going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into this thing, till you finally get to the bottom. And then you look, if you start at the Lincoln Memorial, that's the short side of it. of the wall, I believe anyway. And then you look and you just think, oh my God. You know, this is what a war is. The purpose better be worth it, because this is what it is. So anyway, they talked about that in the, but even that was controversial. And then there's a second monument that's near the entrance of between the Lincoln Memorial and it's of three soldiers, could be Marines, we'll call them Marines. It's of three Marines helping each other, standing there in what has come to be known, you know, pop Vietnam uniform. So anyway. So we'll probably talk about that a little bit today. And then Ben Connable going to join us, former machine gunner, turned intel guy, and now he's a RAND guy. Go figure, right? So Connable's going to join us, and we're going to talk about Iraq. Iraq has an interesting conundrum that's awaiting all of us, and that is that's a bit of it going on today, and that is what is going to happen with the Kurds. And if there's been one stable piece of that whole event, it's been the Kurds managing the Kurdish region in northern Iraq. They just had a referendum that they want to be independent. The Turks don't like it. The Iraqis certainly don't like it. So we'll talk to Ben about that, about what's next. For he can look into his crystal ball for us and tell us Iraq now sits at the same spot it sat at on a number of different occasions, a chance to refashion itself. We'll also ask him about the picture that I put up a while ago that had Muqtada al-Sadr in Saudi Arabia. What the hell was that? So anyway, it should be an interesting conversation. Ben's an interesting guy. And then the gunner will join us today on a Friday. And then on Monday, Alex Hollings writes for Soft Reports. He's going to join us. We're going to catch up with Alex. And you're going to hear on Monday and Tuesday, you'll hear the testimony of Joseph Dunford, General, United States Marine Corps, currently the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So you will hear him and his confirmation testimony in long format. So it's the way we like to hear him. And so that'll be good. And then we'll be into October. So, thanks for listening on a Friday. The show officially gets going, as it does on Friday, with Whitney Houston singing the national anthem. Good morning to you. Who's that. That is awesome. So is it. You know, I'll start this again, but you know, what's amazing is this is just some parents' audio. And what's amazing is the clarity of the voices given the acoustics of the building. Now, I know that they probably didn't get an acoustical engineer and say, how are we going to make it so that the acoustics in this place are good? But, I mean, this is just somebody's bullshit recording on their phone or their tablet of an OCS graduation.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Last week, reporters were voicing their frustrations that the Secretary of Defense isn't available enough to them. Poor baby. Dude's working, man. Sunny and 65 in Quantico as fall sets in. Camp Lejeune, partly cloudy in 75. Granbury, Texas, raining in 66. Big Timber, Montana, 38 degrees. It's winter in Montana. Sunny in 63 and 29 Palms. Sunny 52 at Camp Pendleton. Dark cloudy in 82 in Okinawa. 89 and sunny in Raqqa. 91, a little bit warmer in Marja. Dark and clear. The home of All Marine Radio. And beautiful Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California. Partly sunny in 60. Looking for a high of 81. All right, the All Marine Radio head chef joins us next. We'll talk a little bit of food. And then Ben Connable from the RAND Corporation is going to join us. So sit back, relax, enjoy a morning with your friends here at All Marine Radio. The last show in September. Month number, June would be 13, July is 14, August is 15, September is 16. Month number 16. Boom. Holy shit. Don't touch that dial.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Sounds like Richard Nixon's joining the program.
Test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
That does maybe sound like an introduction for Richard Nixon. Kim, the All Marine Radio head chef, joins us. And did you watch the parts of the Vietnam series? Nixon is kind of like a somebody out of a James Bond movie, you know?
Yes, he is.
He's like Dr. Evil.
It's just amazing. His look, he looked like Dr. Evil. Except he had hair down the middle of his head.
But when you hear, when you hear him talking, on those tapes and, about breaking in and about doing, you're just like, oh my God, what happened for God's sake? Oh, my God.
He didn't have to cheat. He had the government just, he crushed him. And he didn't have to cheat. And look what it got him.
Well, I mean, but that was like the second time. I mean, they were breaking in, looking for more information on the Pentagon Papers. And then they're breaking into Ellsberg Psychiatrist, right? They're breaking into the Rand Corporation. And, they're just running amok. And his motivation was nothing really in the Pentagon Papers implicated Nixon a whole lot. But he thought there might be other stuff that did implicate him. And so his motivation, purely political, right?
Oh,
and you,
totally.
And you wonder why we hate politicians, huh?
Yeah.
And they wonder why we hate them. There you go. Jerky Dick.
There you go.
There you go. One of the classic bumper stickers of all times. Don't change dicks in the middle of a screw. Vote for Nixon in 72. That was awesome. That was awesome. Oh, my God.
That's one of the best, if not the best, I've ever heard.
I was driving on the interstate in California, Sacramento, where I grew up. I was probably not even driving because it was in 1972, so I think I was a grand total of 16 years old. So I'm either riding with my mom or one of my friends, and I see that, and it just made me laugh. Do you remember last night was the last episode of the Vietnam series?
Yes.
And Kim and I were talking about it last week. He was he was categorized 1Y for the draft. Father fought in World War II, flew C-47s over Normandy, and in all the major campaigns of the European War. And so, he's part of that generation that it was their turn to go. Do you remember one of the things last night that they touched on was the Vietnam Memorial, the idea of it, first of all, raising money for it, second of all, and then actually selecting what it would be. And I was talking about it a few minutes ago. I mean, even that, I remember reading about it and like, God, then all the controversy that surrounded it, right? It can't be an anti-war statement. It can't, and you're just like, man, can't Vietnam be anything but, divisive, Can't,
yeah.
This thing, can't we just agree even in the way we remember it? And the answer was no. And, but I was telling the story.
Who designed it? You remember who designed it?
She was the daughter of Chinese immigrants.
Asian American, right. Which really pissed people off.
And the but I remember the first time going there. Do you remember the first time you went?
I cried like a baby. I was so blown away. It was the most moving monument I ever have seen anywhere in the world. It just popped out of that hill, and it was spectacular for me.
I hadn't read a whole lot about it. And when I went, you know, I might have ran over there even. And I remember, I think I did. I remember going down into it, and you just kept going down and down and down and down and down. And there were all these names of all these guys. And
wow. Every person who died in Vietnam.
Wow. And so, you get to the bottom, and then you look, and there's this whole other wall, you know, as you go up and out of it. And you just, you know, the enormity of what a war is hits you. And, I did run over there, and I just remember, you know, I agree with you. It's a beautiful, quiet, you know, place, and it's an intimate place because anytime you go there, you will find tributes to the people that are on that wall. They are from friends, they're from family members, they're from battle buddies, and I read that the Smithsonian has collected all of that and stores it someplace. Which in and of itself would be its own interesting exhibit. Anything, Kim, as you've watched the PBS series, anything that has struck you about it?
Every night was brought back rushes to me. It's just, I think the thing that bothered me the most is the way the soldiers were treated when they came home. And how we got in there, kind of the Gulf of Tonkin, kind of a false pretense. And all the lives, but just the way the soldiers were treated when they got off planes. And you didn't go to, when you came back from Iraq and Afghanistan, you got debriefed and you went, you know, everything was monitored, how you were assimilated back in, but nothing for Vietnam veterans. Just get off the plane and you're in San Francisco International Airport and people are spitting at you and screaming at you. And some people went up and thanked them. I thought that was, that bothered me a lot.
You know,
It bothered me then, and it bothers me now when I think about it.
One of the things that in last night's episode that was pretty pointed was right at the end, they had people that had appeared in it throughout, and I think one of the things that, in fact, Carl Marlanis, who comes on All Marine Radio, talks about his first encounter with post-traumatic stress, where he wound up jumping on the hood of a car that was behind him and trying to kick the windshield in with his four-year-old daughter in his car. Hello. He never linked it to the war. He's like, well, what is this? They kind of like war's aftermath a little bit. And then there was a woman, and I don't know who she was with, but she was with some, you know, radical protesting organization. And for her, she talked about, you know, I look back on the things I said to those guys, the things I screamed to them, and I'm so ashamed and embarrassed of what I said. And then, you know, obviously she gets very emotional, and she said, the only thing I can say is I'm sorry. which I thought was pretty cool. I will tell you one of the things I learned about that I didn't really know that much about. I didn't realize the extent that Jane Fonda. I didn't realize how much she did when she went to North Vietnam. You know.
That was very upsetting to me.
She did 10 different radio broadcasts, and in it she's saying that they're under the law of land warfare and under the Geneva Convention, they are war criminals, and they should probably be executed.
Yes, yes, I remember that.
I heard that. And my jaw, I mean, I remember, you know, what she's most noted for is a picture of sitting in that anti-aircraft gun smiling with, you know, Vietnamese soldiers who run it and shoot down Americans. I had no idea that she said that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jane Fonda, to me, go someplace else, man. That's how you could say that. Good God, man. You know? And again, these are the people, and just like, you know, how they got treated when they got home, they're the fighters. They didn't conceive the strategy. They didn't decide on the missions, right? They're the soldiers, the sailors, the airmen, and Marines of the United States of America. Right? And so it's just, I don't know. I had no idea that she went to that length in Vietnam. I would, you know, the most touching moment, I'll tell you what, the part that makes me that, you know, I cried on contact was they showed pictures, and I've seen them before, but for whatever reason, they showed those pictures of when POWs got off the plane.
Yes.
And there's, I can't even talk about it. There's that moment when their family sees them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for both of them, you know, never ever thought or probably went, never ever thought that they would see each other again. And all of a sudden, here you are.
And that one doctor who got marched around Vietnam, and he was in for 8 years in Hanoi, and he started in the South,
right,
and people being all around him. I was just overwhelmed. I just thought,
yeah, no, that's, it's so cool though. But you see just this explosion of pure joy in the videos and in the, I know. You see that and you're just like, wow. The other part of it is, and I live in a part of Southern California, you know, Costa Mesa, there's a sign that says, Little Saigon. There's a huge Vietnamese population here, that settled here after the war. But, you know, what we did to the Vietnamese people, right? How we turned our back on them. Just so shitty. It's just so shitty. I thoroughly enjoyed it. If you haven't seen it, by all means, and I would tell you, I've watched 7 of the episodes a second time. And if you've watched it, I'd encourage you to go back and watch it again because there'll be things you see the second time through that you didn't recall in the first time. And so I've enjoyed it just as much the second time.
Totally intend to.
Yeah. No, it's all, and you can, I think PBS is going to re-air it.
November. Right. Early November.
But you can go to the website, pbs.org, and you can watch all the episodes again. And if you were smart enough to DVR the thing, you can watch them whenever you want to. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I got a couple food questions here for you. We'll talk a little bit of food. This one's entitled Butter Margarine, interestingly enough. Mac, is there much of a culinary difference between butter and margarine? And is there much of a taste difference? So, Kim, butter, margarine, taste difference?
Yes. Chemical difference.
Chemical difference. Substantial taste difference?
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Talk to me.
Yeah. Well, there's margarine, which, you know, came around, I guess, in the 50s or so. But butter, there's salted butter that's made with a little salt, and then there's sweet, creamy butter, which I used at Sanders, and I use at home. It's a sweeter flavor, and it's not sugary, folks. But you'll notice a difference between salted and unsalted. And it's absolutely great to bake with. I put on my toast or my English muffin or my bagel. I prefer it. And my wife uses it quite a bit.
What, unsalted? What is it? So it's unsalted creamy butter?
Yes, it'll say sweet creamy butter. Unsalted.
Okay.
Beth is got the refrigerator door open, and she's looking at the box. And yes, it says sweet creamery butter and or unsalted, and that's the one you want.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And so you like the And then you obviously in cooking you add this you salt to taste. So but and
yeah.
You like unsalted butter even in your cooking, yes?
Absolutely. And cooking and baking. And that's what you know, if you want salt then you can season it to taste, like you just said.
Right.
And that's really important to have that option. Because some people like me stay away from salt as much as I can, because just it's unhealthy for me in my stage in life. But I still like salt. You know.
Come on, how can you eat food without salt? You can't.
Well, it's difficult. Beth, we have this air popper, and. And she doesn't put salt in there.
In your popcorn?
And she cooks it in olive oil. I think it's olive oil. And the first couple of times she cooked it and she says, God, this tastes like cardboard. And I said, yeah. Salt up, baby. But she puts it, not like at the movie where they just dump salt in there.
I love that.
But when they bake it, oh, tell me anybody that can walk into a movie and smell the popcorn and not order a damn box of popcorn, or they're in tubs now. But you know, we went to see this week, and the one we walked in the first day, and we had been to movies for a few weeks, and I said, oh, God damn it, so. We get two small Diet Cokes and a small popcorn that we share. Beth will get these napkins and she spreads them out in her lap, and I give her the tub and she dumps it in her lap, and sometimes, very seldom does she get more, because you know it's even too salty for her. But half a tub of popcorn, I'll just devour it. And it's the worst damn thing for me, you know. But it's, you know, every come once on. In a while,
you're at a movie. You're at a movie, though. Come on, man. You got how can you walk in, smell that, and say, yeah, I'm not supposed to have that. I'm not having it.
I remember doing it once. 10 years.
There you go. I remember doing it once. Okay, well, talk to me about why would you cook with margarine?
That's, I think it has a higher burn rate and a different flavor. Some people love the taste of margarine. I just, to me, it tastes oily and doesn't taste, you know, butter. And it's just, they're different tastes. And okay. I don't know, and I have to look on the box of margarine, but I think it has a little petroleum byproduct in there.
Like yeah, you know the petroleum industry got to be involved in that somehow.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's
awful. So,
all right. So
for me,
is it healthier to cook with margarine?
I don't know if it's healthier. It's just cheaper. That's all. I don't think it's any healthier at all. I mean, look, if you're going to use some kind of butter or margarine, use butter for God's sakes. And to hell with whether it's healthy or not, because it's better. It's healthier for you.
Butter is?
Well, opposed to margarine, in my eyes. I just you don't have diet butter or diet margarine. You know, it is what it is.
Well, wait, aren't there some products out there? Aren't there some like oil of Olay or what? No, that's oil of Olay. That's a lotion.
Oil of Olay is the lotion you put on it.
Hold on.
You're perverted.
No, hold on. I got confused. All right, so butter substitutes, there's a whole bunch of them out there, I think, for people.
Well, I'm sure.
I'll give you a few of them.
Yeah.
If you have a milk allergy, if you're lactose intolerant. Fats and oils that can replace butter in baking. Coconut oil, olive oil, ghee. I don't even know what that is. Other substitutes. And so there's a whole series of things that people have begun to use other than butter. You've begun to use some kind of olive oil spread, some kind of nut butter spread, hummus, avocado, a whole bunch of things that, but come on. How can you have a piece of, you get raised on toast with butter on it. That's so good.
And the coconut stuff.
Yeah.
Coconut oil.
I used it in a pie crust and it was horrible.
Did you hear that?
She used it in a pie crust and it was horrible.
And coconut. Anything, coconut oil or stuff, that's the highest fat content
in the world.
Cholesterol in the world.
Yeah.
Nothing higher than coconut oil. So,
good luck.
It's a preference for sure, but I can only speak from what I like. And I really do like that stuff. That's creamery butter, sweet butter. But, you know, it is a preference, and people, it is cheaper, margarine. So, you know, it's a matter of economics to some folks, and I certainly respect and understand
that. Yeah, I don't know so much. You know, some people, I grew up eating margarine. Kathleen, Corporal Punishment Kathleen, as she's known on the program, God rest her soul. We ate Imperial margarine growing up as a kid. Remember, and they'd have the advertisement on, and the guy would eat the margarine on something and he goes, what kind of margarine is there? What kind of butter is this? This is delicious. This flavor is fit for a king. And then you'd hear this, dun, da, da, da. It's Imperial. And the crown would go on the guy's head.
I remember that commercial. Oh, my God.
That was my mom's.
Back a very bizarre memory.
that was Kathleen's butter. or, you know, that was Kathleen's margarine. So I grew up on margarine. So I'm not knocking it, but and I'll tell you what, as a kid, I mean, I didn't know, I had butter margarine. I didn't know any difference between the two, and now I could probably tell the difference.
Yes, you could.
But at the time, I was kind of I'm just a clueless, dopey kid. Here's another one. I'm going to grill a brisket. And I know the fat content is higher. Is there a way not to have flame all over the place that I'm unfamiliar with? I stand there with my spray bottle of water and I try to keep the flame down, but it's difficult because of the fat content. All right, Big Shot, what do you know?
All right. If you have a whole brisket, you have indirect heat. I think we've touched this, but we'll happily do it again. You preheat your grill with the lid down to 250 degrees, and you have two parts of the grill. The one that part that's turned off and the one that has heat. And whether any gas grill, it has kind of like a dome. So what that does, it likes a convection oven, and it circulates. The heat rises, goes to the back, comes underneath, and goes around the meat. And if you're cooking a whole brisket, then you put it on early in the morning before you go to work, and then you put it on the just throw the brisket on the indirect part of the heat. So if there's heat, and then you shut the lid and walk away for about, I don't know, anywhere from 8 to 10 hours, depending on the size of the brisket. So that's how you cook a brisket. You don't put it directly on the flame because, first of all, you have to have the heat too high, and it is fat, and that's, if you cook it low and slow, that's what penetrates the meat, the fat, it melts away and makes it moist. But if you have it over direct heat, that fat goes down, hits the burners, and flames up. Okay. Because put heat to oil, that's what happens. Okay?
Okay.
I hope I answered that.
Okay, so one is the slow cook, right? So the heat should be low.
Yes.
And
250 degrees.
Okay.
250 degrees.
And two, it should be on indirect heat. And so that,
yeah.
There you go. Boom, in the front row.
Yeah. And you don't have to stand over it because every time you open the lid, it lets all the heat out. And you want the heat to be consistent and the same temperature. And then when you come back after work, you can take a look at it. You might want to flip it over or something, and on the indirect heat and put the lid back down. But you can see how, and you get what they call a bark on the outside of the brisket.
That's the best.
And the bark. And then if you cut into the brisket, not then, but when you're ready to serve it, you'll see a little red ring going around under the bark. And that means the smoke has penetrated to that. And what some grills have automatic pellet feeders.
Ooh,
to the heat.
Right.
And so you can get that, and you can get different types of pellets and that whatever kind of wood you want, and that imparts the smoke. Otherwise, you have to get a tray of wood chips that you've soaked and your grill has a little compartment just above the burners underneath the grate to create, but you have to soak the wood chips for at least 30 to 45 minutes in cold water, in water, hot or cold, doesn't matter, in water. And then you put them in a foil pan. And if you don't have one of those little slide unders, then what you do is you put it on the hot part of the grate, right in the middle, so that smoke, because of the moisture in the wood, the heat makes the wood smoke, and you'll get a couple of hours of smoke, and depending on how much wood chips you put in there, that's how much smoke you're going to get. And it, usually when you come back, there should be ashes, or pretty damn close to it. And that's my recommendation for getting a smoky flavor. Okay?
Got it. Okay. Anything else, any other advice in terms of not burning? And that would be your advice for most things, instead of standing there with a spray bottle. That used to, you know what? We've talked about this before, but if you have a charcoal grill, like I do, the Incredible Egg, but only putting charcoal on one side of the bottom of the is something that we all should have learned years ago. And so you can cook your food, slow cook it, not burn it, and it'll be incredible using the heat and the charcoal and all of that. But back in the day, we didn't do it like that, right? We had the rectangular kettle. Even Weber kettles, we do it. Fill that thing up on the bottom, light that thing up, get a good fire, stand there with the spray gun, and knock those flames down, stuff going everywhere. Yeah, Dad out there with his apron, grilling.
Now another thing about doing indirect heat, and that's so true, Mac. You know, you just might as well have a bucket of water to douse it. But when you have the old Weber kettle charcoal grill,
right?
And you get the fire blazing, and you wait till the coals are red hot inside and have a little ash on the outside, and that's when you start cooking. But about halfway through any process, you're going to have to throw more charcoal on that. So keep that in mind. And some of the grills today, the kettles, they have little part of the grate lifts up so you can keep dosing the coals with charcoal if you're cooking a long time. Now, one thing I want to say is you're fortunate enough to have a green egg.
Yes.
Now, what makes that so spectacular, a barbecuer, to doing briskets and pork butts or pork shoulder is that when you put the lid on it, it's airtight. No air gets in there in the chamber. And that's what creates that tightness. So the smoke just evolves and everything's kept inside. And that's why if you can afford a big green egg, that would put you in the front row. Now, I'm watching this this show every once in a while called Fabulous The Pool Kings is the name of their show. And they make swimming pools for private homes. And this one, and they all have, you know, little grill areas. But this one place, this guy, he must have been really tunned up. In his cooking station, he had, this is all outdoors, he had a refrigerator, a wine cooler to keep, you know, white wines cold. He had a regular grill like I have, a Weber, and then he had a green egg, and then he had a pizza oven. And I said, oh, you lucky SOB. I said, I know some people that would kill for this setup, and including myself. I mean, oh my God, the options you have are limitless. I mean, you know, you can do whatever you wanted to do, and pizza's cooked on a little wood-fired grill. And this thing, I think it was electric. I don't think it was wood-fired, but you can put chips in there to create. And a thin-crust wood-fired pizza or in one of those ovens, the brick ovens, are absolutely the best in the world. And it's just pretty cool. But yeah, when I worked at Mama Lola's in Italy, in Florence, we used olive wood. And when they prune the trees in the fall, they store all this pruning. And that's what they use during the year. And man, did that make a good crust. But anyway, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
No, the, I was going to say that, learning how to cook, and it's so ridiculous when you think about it, to stand there with that inferno going, get it good and hot, boy, right? Right, and the flames are squirting, and okay, you're gonna squirt it. I'm gonna put the sauce on the chicken. You're gonna squirt it, okay, Dad?
Yeah.
Right? It's like, didn't it occur to somebody? Didn't it occur to somebody that, you know? And ultimately, I guess it did. Like, well, how about this? If we only put charcoal on half of it, we could actually. Like that person, I wonder who invented that.
Weber.
No, they didn't. They just invented the Weber kettle. It had to be like some guy named Larry, right, that looked down and said, it's kind of stupid. Kind of stupid to if I just did half of it, I won't have flame, like, turning. I mean, look, what percentage of the time growing up when you ate barbecue, something that was grilled, was it black? Chicken always, hot dogs always, right?
Yes. Well, I grew up not knowing what a piece of barbecued chicken was. It didn't have black skin on it. It was black all the way around. I mean, that was just, oh, God, Dad, this is great.
So good.
Well, wasn't great, but that's the only thing you knew.
Crunchy, 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 hey, crunchy, 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 crunchy.
That's great.
With a bunch with a lot of sauce on it. And tell me, you know, I mean, when the flame is raging and that fat is dripping down and the fire is you know, you got to be quick in there. You got to be moving it. You got to be putting sauce because you don't have that much time. You know, oh my God, that's hilarious.
And what I didn't figure out until years later is you didn't put the barbecue sauce on until the last 15 minutes.
No, that's not how we did it, man. You started coating that stuff from the start.
Oh,
my God. From jump start.
We throw it on the grill that had been ducked in barbecue sauce.
Yeah, come on, baby.
No, that's going to do it.
But I didn't know until you told me. You can imagine Kim saying, what causes the blackness is, in addition to charbroiling it, is the sugar. What?
Yes, it's the sugar. Absolutely the sugar.
What?
And
what? What are you talking about? Yeah, don't put the sauce on till. You know, Kathleen, this is how smart my mom was. She would bake the chicken that we grilled. She would bake it at like 300 degrees for about 20 minutes. So it was, and then she essentially all she did was brown it on the grill. So, a couple things. Much of the fat was already out of the chicken when it went onto the grill, so we didn't have towering inferno. and she was only brown, she was only browning it and really giving it that smoke flavor, which it always had. And, but she was not about, she was about serving black chicken, you know, so we, yeah.
The wings, when we did chicken wings, that was the worst. That was absolutely the worst. I mean, God almighty. And they don't take long to cook, but there's no way you could get them on the grill and off the grill without them being black.
Well, I never had chicken wings till I had them deep fried. My in-laws were from Buffalo. And the first time I ever had those things, it was just a small piece of fried chicken with a ton of salt on it. So if you had something cold, if you had something that was carbonated, cold to drink, beer or pop, chicken wings in blue cheese dressing. Oh my God! And theirs was simple. It was I want to say some version of shake and bake. That it might have been called Dixie Fry. And then it was just, you know, deep fry the wings, and then you laid them in a pan that went into the oven, and every time you got another batch, you salted all of them, and with just Lowry's seasoned salt. And let me tell you,
yeah,
those things are, and then dip them in blue cheese. Oh my God, you can sit there all day and eat them. Absolutely delicious. Not the healthiest thing, but let me tell you, those things are good. I never had them grilled until later in life, but I would eat those things any day of the week. But they're a little bit of work, all that fat and the sentiment that comes out of the chicken that you got to deal with, and then all the Crisco that you got to melt to create the oil to go ahead and deep fry them. But let me tell you though, bro, they are muy delicioso. Well, it's still one of our kids' favorite meals is chicken wings. So, but it little bit of work. All right, I will talk to you later. I want to appreciate you. It's getting to be fall. Yes, tell us about the weather in the Northern Plains. Is it nice?
It rained a little bit yesterday, but the day before it was 71 here. Now it's going to be in the I think high 50s, low 60s, actually, for the rest of the week. I looked ahead, and in about a week, it'll start getting into the 50s, lows in the 30s, and then we're in the shit.
That doesn't come till after Christmas, normally, where you go into the go into the deep freeze.
The deep freeze is usually January, February, and early March. I mean, that's deep freeze. We've had, you know, 30, 50, 60 days of below zero weathers, or below freezing, below zero weather. Yeah. And that for you beautiful people in California and wherever you, I know it's only here. Enjoy your winter.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know what? And again, it's the first part of it. You know, it's kind of you're used to it, and you get your winter stuff out, and it's all right. To me, the part that's hard is, you know, you get through February, you're into March, and at some point in March, there's a teaser of warm weather, and then what happens is then most of the time the cold weather comes back, and then you're like done with it. Okay, I've had enough of it. I felt some warm weather. I remember now that the sun is also used as a warming device in addition to lighting. Okay. And I'm tired of this. And then it drags on through the rest of March and into early April, and then you begin to see spring. But that's what I didn't care for, is when you got the March teaser of warm air and warm weather, and then you went back into the deep freeze. It's like, you got to be kidding me. But no other place on the planet that I cover weather has the kind of crazy weather that the Northern Plains has. It was 34 degrees, 38 degrees this morning in Montana, and they've already had snow there. So,
yes, they have.
So congratulations to them. All right, Kim, I will talk to you. Thank you very much for the visit.
All right. You take care.
And there you have it. The one and only, the All Marine Radio head chef, That is Kimball P. Kimball Holmes. And we're going to take a break. Now, Ben Connerble is supposed to join me, but I have not... I had an email from Ben, and he was going to come on in the next hour, so we're going to call him, and we're going to take a break. We're going to call Ben Connerble, and I want to talk about the shit sandwich we have in front of us relative to the Kurds. There's been no more stable partner, no more stable piece of Iraq than the Kurds. And what do we have going on now? We have the Iraqis saying, yeah, there is no separate people are starting, I've got about three emails here telling me about margarine. Mac, are you kidding me? Your mother fed you margarine? Are you sure she liked you? My mom loved me. What do you mean? Imperial margarine? That was awesome. Here's another one. Good grief. Margarine is horribly unhealthy. Butter all the way. Since when did anybody worry about anybody's health? Yeah. Not, I mean, not when I was growing up, right? If you bought it, you bought it in the store. You brought it home. You cooked it. Health? Come on. What's going on? What's that all? Excuse me. That's moderately unprofessional, but snuck up on me. What can I say? All right. So Connerble didn't return my email, and he sent me an email last night. I didn't get it till this morning for whatever reason. He said, "Hey, confirm this." So I confirmed it this morning, but I have not heard back from him. So I want to say I'm not too embarrassed, but I'm a little bit embarrassed because I put it out there that Ben would join us. But I want to have a conversation about the Kurds. So here is the shit sandwich, the three-sided shit sandwich we're in. The Kurds have been the most dependable part of Iraq since we went there. We have a NATO partner in Turkey that's becoming more and more an Islamic state, cozying up more and more to the Russians, and they have told us, yeah, independent Kurdish nation ain't going to happen. Our NATO partner. Then you have our partner, the Iraqi government saying, yeah, we're not having that. So what do we do? What do we do? And so I'm going to give Ben Connerble a call, and we're going to see if we're going to get him on today. So sit back, relax, enjoy the morning. Hopefully Ben Connerble will come on next. But if not, if Ben's not going to join us, I've got some audio I want to play by request from a number of people. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, battlemug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global Stock Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the stock community should be aware of.
The Global Stock Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marine.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.